almost afternoon, but not quite. Again, I'm grateful to be here this morning and to share with you as well. I've been enjoyed and I expected to hear some of the things I did from what went on the last few days. And I can say with the rest of you that I've been overjoyed to see the teamwork and the togetherness of working together as a body. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. So it's just a continuation of the devotions and some of the Sunday school, some of the songs that we sang. Everything has just been sort of flowing together. And so I'm just going to continue that theme this morning for a little while. I've titled this Striving to Keep the Unity of the Spirit in the Bond of Peace. And Ephesians 4, 1 through 16, and I'm going to not read that for sake of time. There have been a number of comments and jokes in the last day or two about what's going to happen during the sermon, and people are going to be sleeping and so on. So I sort of got prepared for that, but I don't think you're going to have much time. So unless you fall asleep quickly, you probably will just be thinking about it, yeah, looking forward to it. Anyway, as I thought of this, and as I observed, and as I watched what was happening and going on and working together, it just blessed me to see the not just the excitement and the willingness, but the effort that was put forward by each of you to just join in and to help. And as different ones said, there was no complaining that I heard of and so on. And it happened. And as we looked at that pile of stuff that was in there Thursday evening or Friday evening, after they unloaded the trucks, I'm like, man, oh days, where is this stuff all going? And then the ladies come in yesterday morning, and I came in there toward noon, and wow, the center was already not there. It was in the boxes. And so it's just, as the saying is, many hands make light work, or make it lighter, might say that. Just a couple sayings that I gathered together on togetherness. Cooperation will solve many problems. Even freckles would form a nice tan if they would ever get together. And that was for one of my grandsons. Another one, Vince Lombardi, said this, build your team a feeling of oneness, of depending on one another, and of strength to be derived by unity. Again, a well-known football coach, as many of you know more about that than I do. So as I thought of unity, working together as unity, there's a verse in Psalm 133:1, one that we love to quote, especially when things are going good and well. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And as you think of that, how good and how pleasant. How when people work together and come together to work toward a common cause, and everybody's in a good mood, and there was a lot of joking going on, and somebody made a comment of acting beyond or lower than their age, something to that effect. That's okay. We have all done that. But that's good. It's a building relationship. We have built relationships here with each other that we haven't been able to do before. And there is a bonding that takes effect. And that's what we need as a group, because we've been groping for the last number of years, wondering where we're at, where we're going, what we're doing, our purpose, and so on. I don't know if the thrift store is our final purpose. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, we have a focus, we have a goal. And it's not just a thrift store, but it's what God is doing, what we see God do, and what we can do with what God is providing for us should be our ultimate goal, and I believe it is. I would just throw out a caution. You know, in the races, the cars, NASCAR, every now and then, they throw out a yellow light, and that means slow down, be cautious, watch out, something's ahead that's not right, whether the track's wet or somebody stalled or whatever it is. And so I thought of that as well. You know, we are really into this thing. Some of you are more than others. And that's good. I'm not trying to discourage you. We need to do that. We need enthusiasm. We need determination. But at the same time, let's make sure that the thrift store endeavor continues to bring us together and not divide us. Let's be intentional on this, and let's be on our guard. You know, this burst of energy that we have at the moment isn't probably going to last. We're going to have to talk to ourselves. We're going to have to encourage each other. And we're going to have to jump in there when we are tired and don't feel like it. We're going to have to do it, or it won't work. We already know it's going to be a lot of work. I think we're more aware of that than we were a few days ago. At least I am. Let's continue. When we become tired and frustrated, we can become unkind and ungracious. That's an unloving. That's just human nature. We can get grouchy. We can say things that we don't mean it that way, really, but somebody's going to take it the wrong way. And so we have to be careful. We have to be aware of that. Let's continue to seek God's leadership and follow with humility. I'm going to have to cut some corners here. So thinking of unity, Webster says it's being united, a single separate thing, harmony. And then the word unite is to put or to join together so as to make one, combine, to bring or to come together in a common cause action. That's what we've been doing. And I hope that it's not just the thrift store that's going to make us do that. And to continue on this, as I said, we're going to have to be intentional to keep unity among us. It's even when the thrift store is up and running and going smoothly, if it gets to that point, hopefully. We're going to have to work together, be considerate and kind to each other, and help. We're going to have to be intentional. Unity doesn't come just automatically, dropped out of the sky, okay, everything's hunky-dory, and so on. It doesn't happen that way. Just as in our marriages and so on, you have to work at it. You have to promote it. You have to be sold on it, or it won't work. In our portion of Scripture in Ephesians 4, verse 2 gives a recipe for unity. He talks about with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. As I look at that, lowliness, it's humble, being meek. We look at meekness, it's gentle, patient, mild. Some of these are very similar and yet a little different. Long-suffering is patient. An active endurance of opposition, not a passive resignation. Forbearing one another in love is forbearance, is a refraining from the enforcement of a punishment. In other words, it's patience. So as we go through, as we look for unity, it's patience, and it's patience, and it's patience, and it's some more patience that we have toward each other if we're going to have unity. And it's whether you're a leader or a follower, wherever you find yourself, we have to practice patience. Remember, we are family. Remember, God's heart for the church is that we would be one, that we would be united. In Jesus' prayer in John 17, in verses 11 and 21 and 22, he talks about Jesus' prayer to God is that they would be one as you and I are one. He's talking to the disciples, that they together, he knew what they were going to face, the church was going to have to deal with. And so Jesus is saying, Father, that they would be one as you and I are. We think together. And I thought of going back to the creation, when God created everything. And it says in the different days, it says God created the water, the birds, the land, and so on, the sun, the moon. But then he came to when he made man and woman, and he said, "Let us." And so he brought Christ into the picture there. And it said earlier, the Spirit was upon the face of the water. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit were all present at creation. And John 1 says there's nothing made. Without him was nothing made that was made. So Jesus was there as a creator as well. They worked in harmony. I don't think there was any discussion a lot about how are we going to do this. No, I'm not going to, don't do it that way, do it this way. No, I don't like that. I don't think there was anything like that. It was like they were of one mind. I realize we're a bunch of different people, and we think differently. So to be of totally one mind is probably not realistic. And I don't know if that's really what we need to work for. The idea is that we work toward one common goal, and that you have a good idea, then it's better than mine, and I will give up my idea for your idea, and we will go that way. Or we will think it through, we'll discuss it, and so on. There's another saying, we may not always see eye to eye, but we should walk hand in hand to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And in reaching out to the community, and reaching out as mission-minded folks, we need to move forward with unity, togetherness. We need to walk hand in hand. We know that as the enemy comes at it, if you're standing hand in hand, those opposing, it's hard to get through. But if when you're together like that, but when you're separated and you're frayed, fragmented, it's easy to be defeated and to go down. Why then is there so much disunity among the believers? When the Bible is so clear, and this in Ephesians here, Paul was talking earlier to the Ephesians, and they were Gentile people, and he's telling them and encouraging them that in God's eyes now, God has brought it together and orchestrated it so that the Jews and the Gentiles now are as one. They're not separate. So don't look at the Gentiles, Jews, as not being able to worship with you, but God brought it together so that we could worship together as a body. And that's what he wants for us, the church, today as well. So why are there so many different ideas and so much disunity and disharmony? When unity is absent, then division sets in. Look at the word division. The middle letter in the word division is I. And Reuben talked about that, referred to that this morning in our men's class. When we focus on I, we become selfish, unloving, unkind, demanding, and then we divide. Isn't that very true? When a focus becomes on me, then there's going to be trouble. But when we focus together on God and on the project that God has given us, then God is a focus. And we can move on. Remember, God's heart for the church is that we would be one and united. John 12:32, Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. But if I be lifted up, or you, or us, all men will be scattered from me." And I think that's very true. So our focus needs to continue to be on God. Proverbs 6, I'm not going to turn to that. I was going to have someone else read that, but for sake of time, we will not. And I think you know what that says. It's Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. It's six things God hates. There are seven things that are an abomination to him. Read that when you get home. It's not where we want to find ourselves. And God help us if we do find ourselves in any of those. So let's continue to strive to meet the unity of the Spirit in the pursuit of the vocation wherewith we are called. As you go through this chapter, and that's what Paul is saying, of all the different parts of the body and their functions and their importance, how that they, even though one is maybe lesser than the other, or what we consider lesser or greater, but they all have a unique part to play, and if they don't play their part, then the body doesn't function properly. So it is in the church, as you and I, as we worship together, as we work together, we need to work together and consider each other's gift and encourage each other in that, in maturing in that area. In verse 3, it talks about endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The NIV says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. So as I said earlier, it's not just going to happen. I can't just sit back in my easy chair and go to sleep and there's going to be unity. Well, there is a certain amount of unity in that because I'm not causing any disunity while I'm sleeping. But we need to work and be intentional at that. It takes work. It takes work to be a Christian. It takes work to be a loving and a bringing together Christian. The bond of peace, I picture that as a cementing together. You take super glue or Gorilla Glue or something like that. You put something, two things together, and you can't hardly get them apart. You can't hardly get your fingers apart if you get it on there. That's how I picture what Paul is saying here. Endeavoring to keep, striving to keep. Make a great effort. Try very hard to do that. Remember, in verse 13, then it tells us, till we all, this is the goal, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what we're working toward. When will that be? I wish it was today, but probably not. It will be when we get to heaven. Then's when all of it will come together. We can work at it. We can mature. We can do better, but it will not be perfect until we get into the presence of God. Remember, God's heart for the church is that we would come, would be one, united by the Spirit in the bond of peace. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what I see. Don't quit. Keep on. I had a couple songs that we were going to sing in between in case you got sleepy, but you all have done well. I didn't see any eyes. I saw some heads looking tired, but you did good. Thank you for that. Now I have to decide which one we're going to sing. I think turn to 720 in the Faith and Praise. Do you know that, Kelvin? If not, I'll start it. Okay. Why don't we all stand and we'll sing this together as our closing song.